Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hi, we are back, and we are turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Oh, since we had Leonard Marshall on the show earlier, Chris, I wanted to keep our Giant fans happy and talk about their nominee, their Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee this year. And it was safety special teams player Michael Thomas. And doing the research over the week about what he's been up to, Chris, it's pretty amazing because he just finished his first year in New York, but how he's gotten immersed into the tri-state area in a societal way is pretty amazing. He's, first of all, down in his hometown of Houston, Texas, every year he has something he calls Camp Mike T, and he's a Stanford guy, Chris, very cerebral kind of guy. So you can imagine the type of things he does. He puts a lot of importance on SAT preparation for kids in the tri-state area. He's big time with encouraging kids to be engaged in their community, especially like in the Newark area, Chris, where there's some tough neighborhoods. He's partnered with police officers in Newark, and he gets together and goes to high schools with these cops and talks to these high school athletes about selecting colleges and the role of a college athlete and life after sports. He's more about, you know, just molding men and trying to teach them from what he's done in his own life. He's very, very big with My Sister's Place, the battered women's shelters. He does a lot for fundraising for them. He actually gets some players from the Giants to go with him and pamper some of these battered women. It's really amazing some of the things that he's done. And finally, Chris, after that Hurricane Maria left Puerto Rico a while back, I mean, he actually went with some of his teammates and his wife. They went down there for 3 days, and he's with medical supplies and whatever he could to help down there. And he continues to do a lot of stuff like that, especially hurricane victims, because he's, again, played a long time in Miami. So he continues to do things like this. And now, again, being in the tri-state area, he's brought it up here, Chris. And so, again, does great things on the field, very, very versatile player. But what he's doing off the field, we have to salute him this week, Michael Thomas of the New York Giants.
Yes, absolutely. Hats off to him. That's some great stuff. I really love that piece about what he's trying to do for the people down in Puerto Rico. That's very important work. And My Sister's Place for Battered Women. Great stuff, Bob, and a great, great effort from Michael Thomas. I'm putting my spotlight on this week to a guy we have highlighted in the past, and that is Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph. And Bob, prior to Christmas, he held an event called Rudy's Red Eye Express. It's an event where he hosted 50 patients and family members from the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital. And he gathered those 50 children and their families and flew them on a private jet to a makeshift North Pole, right? They fly in, they got, some of Santa's elves are there on the plane guiding the pilots on how to get to the North Pole. And when they landed the plane, it was directed into a decorated hangar. And then the kids got off the plane and they went through an enchanted tunnel. And then on the other side, suddenly they're in Santa's workshop. And there's Santa and Mrs. Claus, elves, reindeer, all waiting there for them. And the kids and the family members got to interact with them. They got to play games. They received gifts and just really had a big time that night. And this is the third year in a row now that Kyle's hosted that event. And he's also got a special connection to that hospital. He established Kyle Rudolph's End Zone at that hospital, which is open to patients, family members, and it's just a place where all of them can go and relax and laugh and have some fun. Plus, they also have some therapists there if that's something that either the kids or the parents need some help coping with whatever, they happen to be dealing with. So kudos to Kyle Rudolph for continuing to make Christmas special for the kids at the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital. It sounds like an absolutely spectacular event, Bob, and to think that he's out there, renting a personal jet, a private jet, I should say, and then taking these kids to the North Pole and making their Christmas special. And then also just doing it day in and day out in the area, the Kyle Rudolph's end zone there at that hospital, taking care of the kids and the families. I think it's a great thing that he's doing.
His name is always in the news, Chris, for humanitarian stuff. And kudos to the Viking fans, because they get behind him and they publicize him a lot as well. So his efforts get out there. He's always been in the news for some great things. And what a great way to end the show, Chris, on such a great note on what these guys do. I can't think of a better way to end the show and bring attention to guys that truly are deserving of news.
Yes, they are. And that's why, you know, it's our favorite segment of the show every single week, because there are a lot of guys out there doing great things. You hear about all the knuckleheads. These are the guys out there really making a difference in people's lives. So kudos to both guys tonight. All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Leonard Marshall, Tony Collins, James Allen, Dan Pastorini, and Gay Culverhouse for joining us. And great being back in the saddle again with you tonight, my friend.
Same to you, Chris. Those, again, a lot of our old friends. And we welcome James Allen. I'm sure we'll be talking to him a lot in the future. But that was some cast tonight, and I look forward to doing it again next week.
Yes, we will. And joining us next week will be former Rams linebacker Will Witherspoon. It's been a little bit of time since we've had Will on the show, caught up with him when he was here for the Super Bowl. LA Sports Talk Show radio host Jim Daniels will be back with us, as will Atlanta Braves play-by-play announcer Chip Carey. And we'll also get a visit from ESPN reporter Chiron Davenport to get his thoughts on the NFL Combine. He'll be out there covering that for ESPN. Want to get some of his insights as well. And then, of course, Tony Collins will be with us as well. I want to remind everybody how you can keep up to date with all the things we're doing on social media. Well, you can visit us on Facebook. Check out our Facebook page show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see, you know, who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean, so you can stream or download any of our archive episodes for free from there. And please download the Podbean app. That way you can take us with you everywhere you go. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari. And the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great week. We'll talk next week. And many thanks also to our terrific announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the wonderful job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to shout out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.